So, we're just going to scratch the surface today of this winter issue of Slingshot. And I know we'll be returning to it, certainly in the next show, as I'll be mentioning. But I'd like to begin with two essays. The first is called Existential Compost, Staying Inspired in Spite of Pain by Finn. And then the second, The Darkness Before the Dawn, Resist Inertia, Embrace Collapse by Jesse D. Palmer. Because unfairness between us globally can only be successfully addressed by addressing the bedrock injustice selling us. And we in the more privileged regions of the world system, and I do see us in the U.S. as having the numero uno spot in terms of responsibility for doing this, given the wider box allowed us, purchased with others' blood, and current threats to the state's legitimacy and the state's need to protect that legitimacy, can only successfully address the bedrock injustice by being willing, we here in the U.S., to believe in a world run, rather cherished by us. After all, is it fair? Has it ever been fair for any of us at any time to sacrifice our earth gifts, our wholeness, our promise of a healthy planet given to all subsequent generations? And this is just so omnipresent, this unfairness. We don't see it. I was in a office supply store, and a woman had this, you know, this wrist support thing with, what is that thing called that is given to folks with carpal tunnel? And the store was just opening, so she had it on, and she started telling me about how her wrists hurt, and then she took it off, and I said, well, then you need to immobilize it. She says, I can't work and immobilize it. We should not have to choose between feeding our families and ourselves and sheltering them and our body's health. It's wrong. It's so deeply wrong and so never, ever discussed systemically like that. You know, we'll hear these little conversations about, you know, how to incorporate ergonomic, you know, workstations and blah, 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 and do this and do that. And all the hoops we have to jump through to adjust to something that shouldn't be in the first place. Our body's health, our wholeness is number one and always has been. And because they've had the force, the power, the coercion to make us bend, we've adjusted to it, but we don't have to now. Let's talk about this. And for what? For what have we been bending ourselves into contortions and damaging our health and our body's wholeness? For what? So that an infinitesimal few can dream a fantasy of supremacy. As any with a little heart know, you can't be supreme when you're engaged in genocide. Supreme at what? At what? What are you supreme in? I mean, it's insane. But that don't mean they're going to change, because they're not going to see that. While the vast sea of us is condemned to an endless nightmare of life embedded in lies, grief, and orchestrated brutality.